count money spent originally going on the carbon left. If there's no manager, sometimes though it's hard to maintain this routine. You yourself told the devotees not to go out and purchase excessive amounts of sweets, but I didn't check them. They're still in the sweet shops continually. This morning I woke a devotee up at 3:45. I said, "Probably you want to get up now. It's 4:00, time to wake." So he didn't wake, but I went ahead and bathed because I wanted to do that. And then I come back and it was almost time for Arti. So I said, "If you're not going to bathe, at least get out of bed and come to Arti." But he wouldn't even do that much. So what can you do under these conditions when you tell somebody you can't
physically? The whole idea is that you create a spiritual atmosphere that's so enlivening that everyone will want to participate in it. That's the solution. You can't individually treat each person. You have to get the whole thing generated by
pouring water. If you sit down for chanting, this is not ordinary. If one's left, then you can be but there is no chanting, no sitting. And you wake up all day and wake up. That is so. But one day wake up and not two beginning of what? English.
We go to the Arti. We go to the up into the temple for the Arti. So he stays in bed and sleeps and we go to the
Arti. He stays in the temple. Ask me.
I just want to say one thing, but just then I'll leave because this is a meeting of the management here. But I saw the boy after he was beaten, and that was very cruel to me. It looked like he was beaten with bullets. It's a criminal. So, I don't think, if it happened to me, I would sue. If it happened to me. Boy's eye could be put out. That's not good under any circumstance.
How did that get? That doesn't make sense. The whole thing is that we're sort of at a crisis in India in terms of our presence here. Our prestige is at an all-time low simply because of our conduct, that's all. Not because of our teaching or because we're white or anything like that. It's just because of our conduct. It's so bad, abominable. We don't in any way compare with the Indian conduct. So how can we expect that to honor Srila Prabhupada who conducted that place? So it's our responsibilities as the leaders not to avoid the other devotees, but to train them now. We can't train them.
You think what's not strength? Now we should have a lot of dream about this man here, conscious, infinite, and see them. I ask, thank you, sir. That's what we need. That's what it's about. I think it's right. So then maybe all if somebody is living, the system is going on, money, very clean. So he may be saying that if you sleep like that, then he's going to be.
I said that to that boy previously. I told him not to.
All right, but why did you do it? Oh, that's right. Pour water on his heart.
You think she waited?
She's not doing anything. Her hopes are great. So, best thing was to say that he's not, he could say to me that he thinks on his right a lot. When he won it one time, he does not follow. So he can ask me, please leave. That's the deal.
How can he say that he's broke, but how can he see if anyone's driving his car or not?
He's driving, but others.
Some others are riding. Not all, but some of them are.
The
whole
point is that
the sannyasi
must see that
that
standard is
set to
the highest. That's
their job.
That's why you say,
by that, observe and peacefully should be settled. If it is not easily settled, the man who is continually resolving, he should be peaceful.
Who has the authority to say to somebody, please go? Who has the authority to tell a person, please go? We don't know. I don't know who has the authority.
Well, I'm here. I should say.
This is standing in authority.
That gives authority.
Now, I wanted to ask somebody to leave, but how does he leave? Does he have to buy him a ticket or something? There was a boy who wanted to bring
the
engine
to the road. Usually, he said he can't go, but I never did that.
So I wanted to ask him to leave, but where would he go? Who would pay for his way out?
Then, one thing is that he's argument. He has done nothing that he thinks to bring men. To get them out is not our business. That is not our business. That he is incorrigible. It's not very much. If you are making so much teaching, why should they mess? You have to ask them to go. If for some time should even be asked, that is not true. But when he is incorrigible, first of all, you have to try, correct. And that is teaching. Not teaching means that people are teachers. We have to train them in such a way that they take it. That is our benefit. But if he is completely incorrigible, then he will. Otherwise, it is not our business that as soon as you see something interesting wrong, that you must be trained by our example, by our teaching, by our thought. Santa Dana Chinanti Kuti by what by example should be correct. If I cannot correct you by my words and example, that is also my intimacy. Because there you cannot expect that anyone has come there suddenly. He cannot come again there. But we have to make him sorry. That you have to do that. Not that, because one informed you when the answer sank all our way. If he is still in search, then you can ask. Not as for present reason, something, get out. That get out if you then everything has to be get out. That is not the policy. Policy is for the correct. That's the first, by example, the teaching, by engagement, by breathing. That is our school. If you lie down in the morning, if you take your bath, if you sit down regularly and keep some class, how he can deny? How one can deny? But if I smoke, I ask others not to smoke. That is the only thing. You have to do it. That's what you have to do. If one is not clean, saying, listen, tell me. The man has to sometimes. Does this? Tell me. We have to do that. Yeah? Not that I command you to do this, I cannot do it. Ah, get out. After our life, we sacrifice for teaching. And that teaching is required to behave himself. Right. He cannot say that you do not do. Let's say what the nannas, that are from caste, from the poor, you are accusing me, you are accusing me. I heard from caste. So you should do in such a way that he cannot accuse you. If you ask him to arise early in the morning, take your bath, and if you do not say, was in some special day. I was sitting at his bath. Now I do not say because due to my health, very different. Otherwise, regularly, not even hot water. This hot water bath has bigger immune system rather than domestic. Even in here also I am trying to avoid, I am keeping cup of water, sunshine, whatever little ball is. So, for special health reasons, one cannot rise in sleep, one cannot sleep. Otherwise, anyone should rise early in the morning, take bath, and be ready for and eastern body, you know, everyone goes, mainly small distance, but all our lenses go. But in the early in the morning, so many parties come, 2:30, 3:30. So you behave yourself as long as you possible. What is that? In the last and following the routine work, that is the work. You must be very clean, neat and clean, lie down in the morning. We have got our business.
I guess yesterday, Preacher Harvey came over and he said he couldn't get anyone to clean the temple. No one would clean over a case job. I said, well, there's so many sannyasis here. Ask them to organize a cleansing party. You know, No one will clean. You don't want to do it.
Only a very provisional, this should be, because one should please other by behaving himself. Correct. Tell it. At last, it is like rules, at last, like other orders, within one, just within one. So then you can ask, why you are not one? Why you are not one? Yes, sir. This is the of opponent as well as the
one. Yes, well, for myself in particular, I don't think that many people take my words very heavily. There's so much bad talking about me. First they say the songs are Maya, then the tunes are Maya. And behind my back I hear all kinds of things. Well, nobody takes my words seriously. Even though I make false commitments, who knows? As soon as I left Calcutta, all the bhajans, they're all going back. Go to your mind voice. Then, okay, the songs are all right, but the tunes are poor. Now, how can I,
I heard something in reference to that. You wrote, one of the devotees in Calcutta, you wrote, he came to Bombay, Bhavananda, and he said that he had signed a letter, something like, I pray that I may be engaged in the service of my Guru Maharaj. And you wrote back, we are personalists to the letter, so that when we say Guru Maharaj, we always say the name, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, or Bhaktivedanta Saraswati. We don't just leave it in as vague, Guru Maharaj. So we were singing Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Guru Devi, and he was saying, well, that is impersonal.
Okay.
Okay. So he was saying that all these bhajans, they're not bona fide, because they are not that. He was saying Jaya Guru Dev, Jaya Prabhupada, that is not good.
Huh?
He was saying that is not good, Jaya Guru Dev, because it does not say who, it just says Guru Dev. It could be any Guru Dev. So, he was criticizing that.
But
Bhavananda, because of the letter you wrote to him saying that we are personal to the letter.
So it means I'm a Maya Bhakti. That's what it means.
Well,
I don't know. It's a matter of overall conduct, not just individual
specific things.
Overall,
I find an overall bad atmosphere in India, resentment against many of the devotees, party politics, and different things like that are going on. Which is not limited, it's going on all over them, you know.
Very heavy.
Just like with Jamal Krishna. He has the respect of everyone now because he's doing such an excellent job of managing. He's performing nicely in his devotional work, and he's getting some results. That's respect. Then you'll get respect. Bali Mardhan Maharaj, he built up his concept, so it's just like that. And everyone touches his feet when they see him. You don't find anyone disrespectful because he's performing his duties. You automatically get respect if you perform something nicely. Not just saying, oh, yeah.
Well, we have got many parts. Particularly, maybe there is some discussion. So, first of all, I was having the morning evenings and daily color advantages.
Your lectures, you emphasize two aspects must be there, jhana and renunciation. So some knowledge is there, but that part of the difficulty is with most of the devotees in every temple in India is that they have not renounced dirty things completely. They still are attached to sense gratification, even on gross levels. So whether a sannyasi or anybody interferes with their sense gratification, they tend to not oblige because they are attached to doing things the way they want. They think because they are in a foreign country, here a long way from America where the standards are very rigid, that they can do any manner of nonsense and nobody will check them. And if you try to correct them, then they will only do it behind your back. We've seen this with the sweet shops, with rising early, anything that interferes with them doing this exactly as they please. They don't want to oblige. And this is in Calcutta, this is in Bombay, and it's happening here in Vrindavan. It's not something that's isolated here to the palace. But the devotees all over, they're just behaving on a level of sense gratification. And that's why there is so much Rajas Goon in the temples. So much Rajas Goon.
You see,
well, we have, many of us have tried to correct ourselves, and as a result, we have been accused of being separatists, simply because we don't want to go along with the nonsense that everybody else is doing, but we want to maintain some standard for ourselves of reading and chanting, because we don't want to sit down and talk nonsense or do nonsense, and if you try to stop them, they will not stop. So why we should fall down to that level? So we behave as separatists. We go into our room and we'll read, or we'll go into our room and chant, or we'll try and keep ourselves clean, or try and do these things. And that is separatism because it's not in falling into the level of Maya that's going on everywhere else in the temple, engaging in party politics and all these other things. That is what I feel about it. Most of the devotees, they seem out of place.
Now, you try to collect others and meaning yourself. Otherwise, there is no need of keeping some of them. You have attended to this now, and you have been taken care of. Otherwise, that's very nice to have chances, love, attraction. By seeing them here, they are seeing that you are here and they are attracted on that point. But you see, from not to the standard point, they immediately are there. Now, we have discussed found these treasure parts. And I think that is enough. That's it. Selling it as a profit. That's why it's a proper. So, what is it up? From the circumstances and now. Because any gem, it must be nice, very nice to have. Otherwise, you cannot look at it. Why not in this temple? It's so nice. Very nice. You have seen. Unless, and that means there must be everything very but a big temple.
I don't think that there's enough people to clean up and manage and keep clean, Kishigai. Maybe in the future sometime. But
I just paid it to the top.
So big. So big.
But the quality of people that are there, the best people of a higher quality in a smaller place, they would do much more good. Like I was in the Philippines by myself, all alone, but still, the work could go on much quicker because I could avoid all of this. I could avoid all of this, but with where it's heading right now, I could avoid it completely because there was nobody there to cause it. All new people.
Yeah, everybody here knows everything. that's like.
And it goes up very quickly because the people are automatically sent. And then you keep saying it. The last Americans, and it's one or two people that want to manage, and then start with the people here, the Indian people. And as they develop and become strong, then develop the sin. It may take a long time, but it would be solid. More solid. Just bring a bunch of Americans here, and then the whole thing falls to pieces. And then we ruin our reputation in that particular area where we want to open
that hardly exists.
That you start a small center and then develop it gradually with less inexperienced people.
We've had a small center here. We've had a small center here for nearly a year, 8 months. Well, we're not saying that you're not saying that that's going to succeed, but at least it may not be as much of a travesty. Whether or not we're going to succeed at all in India and getting Indians to listen to what we were saying, that's another whole point.
But at least we'll be killing ourselves. At least we'll be making it so that in the future we'll have to leave India. We'll be asked to leave. Our visas will be taken away and we'll be asked to leave. These things can happen very easily. It's not an impossible thing. There are places in the world where we can't go already. Singapore, these things have happened. So I feel we should be very, very careful and selective about who we let
in. Yeah,
we
have put our men better. Yeah.
This has happened.
There's many places that, although legally we can enter, still people don't like us. I think we spoke about this in Manila, was that anywhere in the world, as a general policy, from what I've experienced, is that if one or two people are sent to an area or are in an area and they're given full authority to try to get that population to engage in bhakti yoga, engage in this process, that gradual development with the local people, that has more effect than if we bring in a big party and try to do a big thing.
And then the person has to get strong who's doing it. If I have to go somewhere, then I have to get strong for myself. I have to, you know, start from scratch.
Yeah, I know the difficulty they're having, sannyasis have here, because many of these devotees think it's more like a tour, vacation comes in here. Mm-hmm. They don't have to follow the rules and regulations, right. They're only here temporarily, they're just passing through. But it's very difficult, I know. But still, we have to try to change.
Yes, but we cannot stand these very big steps. Because they come, like a foolish.
Yeah.
If the temple is constructed, it would have to be more reasonably controlled. It would have to be managed by people that are, by their preaching and by their Krishna consciousness, can make it so that the people who come and stay in that temple will want to practice bhakti. That'd be a negative thing. A negative motivation is not going to keep
it. It's a scam. Because you have not said it.
We have our base in Calcutta, and we have our base in Bombay, those two places. Those are important cities in the world.
For example, I'd rather our temple is not constructed in many ways.
Yes.
So therefore, automatically, there is no question of negotiating.
Because not everyone is going to want to be, if the temple is not there where the devotees can just come and fall into the schedule and program and activity, then they'll not want to maintain any standard themselves. They just fall back immediately into their old habits.
Of course, we could enter the negotiations and save it for a future day because it won't be available.
I don't think we need to worry about that. I think that if we don't worry about the material thing at all, that if we do these, we start and we have a spiritual base that will grow naturally, and Krishna will provide us with any material facilities we need. We don't need to try to get things for the future.
Yeah.
If we have devotees,
that's why we think Krishna doesn't want us to have it.
Yes.
What's the use of having a giant temple if we're all we have seen that all over India. They have giant temples, but no management.
As far as the men, since I think a lot of, even some cases, they're sending problem cases to India, people that can't manage in this space. I think maybe if you divide, if you actually, since in a state you've divided the states into territories, and certain men have certain territories, if you maybe appoint certain people in charge of territories of India and ask them which men they want, then they will tell you who they want, and the rest they can send away or send somewhere else. Then you'll have solid centers because the men will actually be desired.
So
you
make that.
That's what didn't Shankaracharya do that? Divide up four parties.
And we have Shankaracharya in India.
Yes.
We are teaching all over the world. That's why we are divided for 12 zones. Maya, there is like that.
But India itself could be divided into a few parts for...
That is already divided. Calcutta, Bombay, Maya, Bengal.
So the men in charge, they could say which men they wanted to keep, and the rest they could send somewhere else. That way you would have men who were willing to work on the project. And if they were not willing to work, they could also be sent somewhere else.
So, make something like that. Because I cannot touch that in the administration.
Yeah. Well, Kamala Krishna will be in Hyderabad.
We physically have him. And in fact, he had to see to the administration. Then I have a thing done. Writing, how to present our philosophy to be understandable by the people. Therefore, the administration is divided. Can we do little intelligent? We have got still respect. Keep our standard. People like that. People also give us that, just like this. Reach the best reality. We get some bad. from this time. He's a taxer. But he's a man of immense resource. Man of money, you know? Immense.
Then be careful not to.
Huh?
Not to, and offend these people.
Yeah. So, not offend, right?
No.
There is no person offending. We should behave ourselves in a offending or pleasing, that is not.
No.
You cannot offend anyone and then you can please it. That is not. You keep your stand.
Not.
You keep your stand. Then everything sees off. Offending cannot please anyone. Even if you behave very badly. Well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not please them.
Yeah,
he starts sitting with them. Even Gandhi was king. That is not one. You cannot please them. But you must keep your own principles and behave.